The town knew about darkness. It knew about the darkness that comes on the land when rotation hides the land from the sun, and about the darkness of the human soul. The town has its secrets and keeps them well. The people don't know them all. They know old Albie Crane's wife ran off with a traveling man from New York City, or they think they know it. But Albie cracked her skull open after the traveling man had left her cold, and then he tied a block on her feet and tumbled her down the old well. And 20 years later, Albie died peacefully in his bed of a heart attack, just as his son Joe will die later in this story. And perhaps someday a kid will stumble on the old well, where it is hidden by choked blackberry creepers, and pull back the whitened, weather-smoothed boards, and see that crumbling skeleton staring blankly up from the bottom of that rock-lined pit, the sweet traveling man's necklace still dangling green and mossy over her ribcage. They know that Hubie Marston killed his wife, but they don't know what he made her do first, or how it was with them in that sun-sticky kitchen in the moments before he blew her head in, with the smell of honeysuckle hanging in the hot air like the gagging sweetness of an uncovered charnel pit. They don't know that she begged him to do it. They know that Coretta Simmons, old Jumpin' Simmons' widow, is dying slowly and horribly of intestinal cancer. But they don't know that there is better than $30,000 cash tucked away behind the dowdy sitting room wallpaper, the results of an insurance policy she collected but never invested, and now in her last extremity has forgotten entirely. Or that Carl Foreman tried to scream and was unable when Mike Ryerson began to tremble coldly on the metal work table in the room beneath the mortuary, and the scream was as sightless and soundless as glass in his throat when Mike opened his eyes and sat up. These are some of the town's secrets, and some will later be known, and some will never be known. The town keeps them all with the ultimate poker face. The town cares for devil's work no more than it cares for God's or man's. It knew darkness, and darkness was enough.